So I encourage you to go to the Word of God and look these things up for yourself.
Čiže ja vás tiež povzbudzujem, aby ste išli do Slova Božieho a sami si vyhľadali tieto veci.
And of course, when you do that, that's how you get these things into your spirit.
A takýmto spôsobom sa tieto veci dostávajú do vášho ducha.
You know, I tell people all of the time.
Ja vždy hovorím ľuďom.
For me, Bible school is not academic in one sense or in one way.
Pre mňa biblická škola neznamená dosiahnuť nejaký akademický titul.
Okay, what we're doing here is we're building you up spiritually.
Čo my chceme robiť, aj čo tu teda robíme, to náš zámer duchovne, aby ste rástli, aby ste boli budovaní.
You know, many people are, have their head filled with information and facts, all kinds of things from the Bible or spiritual things.
Mnohí ľudia majú hlavu plnú rôznych informácií ohľadom Biblie a týchto duchovných vecí.
But how many of you realize it hasn't changed their life? It doesn't change things in their life.
Ale možno to aj vidíte, že ich život to nemení.
Okay, and I'm not trying to criticize that.
Teraz ich nechcem kritizovať.
But I'm just saying in our own lives, we want something that is going to help us and help us to be a blessing to others also.
Chcem len povedať, že my hľadáme niečo, čo nás bude aj meniť. A čo na základe toho môžeme aj my potom pomáhať iným ľuďom, aby sa menila ich život.
And so I want to encourage you today, listen with your spirit, not just your head.
Takže by som vás poprosila, aby ste načúvali aj svojim duchom, nie len vašou mysľou.
You know, when you go home and throughout this week and the next couple weeks, take time just to think about and look in your Bible these things we've looked at.
A potom, keď pôjdete domov aj tie ďalšie týždne, pozerajte si v Biblii tie veci, o ktorých tu hovoríme.
And let the Holy Spirit speak to you more.
A nechajte Ducha Svätého, aby On k vám viac hovoril.
Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay. All right. Well, today we're going to get into a topic that I think some of you may find interesting.
A dnes budeme hovoriť o veci, o predmete. Verím, že je pre vás zaujímavý, že bude pre vás zaujímavý.
Today we're going to talk about divine healing.
Budeme hovoriť o Božom uzdravení.
As I was praying, I just felt like the Holy Spirit said, come back and talk about these things again.
A vnímal som, že Duch Svätý mi hovoril, aby som znova o týchto veciach dnes hovoril.
You know, we often touch on this, or we've talked about it in the past.
Už sme viackrát o týchto veciach hovorili a dotýkali sa ich v minulosti.
But, you know, right now is a time of the year when you hear a lot about people being sick and a lot of these different things.
Ale teraz je obdobie roka, kedy veľa počujete o tom, že ľudia sú chorí.
And so I just felt like the Holy Spirit was saying, come back and talk about what the Word of God says.
A tak som vnímal, že Duch Svätý mi hovorí, aby som hovoril o tom, čo hovorí o tomto Božie slovo.
And look at what belongs to you and I as believers.
A aby som sa pozrel na to, čo patrí aj mne, aj vám ako veriacim.
Okay, so we're going to take just a little bit of time today and endeavor to look at some of these things systematically.
Takže si oddelíme teraz na to čas a tak systematickejšie si pozrieme tieto veci.
Of course, we're not going to cover everything today.
Samozrejme, neprejdeme všetko.
But I believe there's some things that we can share today that will encourage you in your faith.
Ale verím, že budeme hovoriť o veciach, ktoré povzbudia vašu vieru.
Some things that will help you not only for yourself, but also to minister to others.
A budú to veci, ktoré nepomôžu iba konkrétne vám, ale takisto vám pomôžu, aby ste vy mohli slúžiť iným.
All right, does that sound okay to you?
Takže súhlasíte s týmto plánom?
Okay, three of you, good.
Traja, dobre.
All right. Now, let's open in our Bibles to Matthew chapter 9.
Matúš 9. kapitola. Matúš 9.
As you're turning there, let me just share several thoughts with you.
A chcem ešte povedať pár myšlienok.
Now, as we begin to talk about this, please remember some things.
Ako teraz budeme hovoriť o týchto veciach, prosím, uvedomte si.
Okay. We're not ministering from a point of condemnation to anybody.
Teraz to, čo budem hovoriť, nebudem hovoriť z pozície odsudzovania. Okay, in other words, nikoho nechcem týmto odsúdiť, čo budem hovoriť.
You know, sometimes when you talk about this area, maybe if people have been through difficult things or sicknesses or disease in their life.
Keď hovoríme o týchto veciach, mnohí ľudia prežívajú alebo prežívali ťažké obdobia chorôb.
Sometimes as we talk about these things, some people can get the impression or feel like sort of condemned or beat down.
A niektorí z nich sa môžu cítiť, že ich týmito slovami odsudzujeme alebo tak ich ubijame.
Like, you're saying I don't have any faith or that I'm not a spiritual Christian or something like that.
Ty mi chceš povedať, že nemám dosť viery alebo že nie som duchovný kresťan.
Okay, please hear me very clearly.
Prosím, veľmi jasne teraz počúvajte.
Okay, there is no condemnation in Christ.
Kristovi už nie je žiadneho odsúdenia.
Okay, my purpose in sharing this today is this.
To, prečo budem hovoriť o týchto veciach je,
is to encourage you,
aby som vás povzbudil,
to help you to see what is yours in Christ.
Pomohlo, aby ste videli, čo vám patrí v Kristu.
Okay, and to help you to lay hold of these things that belong to you.
Aby vám to pomohlo si tak uchopiť tieto veci, ktoré vám patria.
Okay, now here's one perspective I think that can be encouraging to each one of us.
A teraz jeden pohľad, a verím, že povzbudí každého z nás.
Okay? Is that, well, let me say, before I say that, let me say something else.
Ešte niečo iné poviem predtým.
Every one of you, as believers, you have faith.
Každý z vás, pretože ste veriaci, máte vieru.
Okay. The Bible says that God's given to each one of us a measure. He's given us faith.
Biblia hovorí, každému z nás Boh dal určitú mieru viery, čiže každý máme vieru.
Okay, you know, sometimes Christians can say, well, you know, I don't feel like I have any faith or I feel really weak in my faith.
Niektorí kresťania povedia, ale ja necítim, že by som mal nejakú vieru alebo cítim, že mám nejakú slabú vieru.
Okay, and we understand that.
A tomu sa dá porozumieť.
I mean, the Bible says you can be weak in faith.
Biblia hovorí, áno, že sú ľudia, ktorí majú takú slabú vieru.
You know, Jesus rebuked the disciples one time and he says, where is your faith? How is it you have no faith?
No or small faith?
Well, no. One place he said no, one place no. He had small faith. Okay. Yeah.
Takže Ježiš tam karhal učeníkom, na jednom mieste ich karhal, že nemajú žiadnu vieru, na jednom mieste ich karhal, že majú malú vieru.
Okay, and so we can know, we know that we can be encouraged or stronger and in one point in time than another time.
Z toho rozumieme tomu, že sú obdobia, keď tá naša viera je silnejšia a sú obdobia, keď potrebujeme povzbudenie, alebo tá viera je taká menšia.
But one of the ways that we strengthen our faith is by listening to the word of God and acting on it.
Ako môžeme posilňovať svoju vieru, keď počúvame Božie slovo a konáme podľa toho, čo nám Božie slovo hovorí?
And here's something else I think that can help us.
A ešte ďalšia vec, ktorá nám môže pomôcť.
You'll find in life sometimes that you might be stronger in one area than you are another area.
Vo svojom živote môžete vnímať, že v určitej oblasti ste silnejší ako v inej oblasti.
I've seen believers that had great faith to believe for finances, but struggled to receive healing in their body.
Takže videl som ľudí, ktorí mali veľmi silnú vieru, čo sa týka financií, ale bojovali, keď potrebovali uzdravenie vo svojom tele.
I've seen other Christians that they had strong faith, they prayed for people to be healed and saw healing, and yet they would struggle maybe in the area of relationships or some other area.
Zase iní mali naozaj vieru, čo sa týka uzdravenia, ale bojovali v oblasti vzťahov.
Okay? So as we look into the word of God today,
čiže dnes, keď pôjdeme do Božieho slova,
I believe that your spirit is going to be strengthened.
Verím, že váš duch bude posilnený.
That your faith is going to be strengthened.
Že aj vaša viera bude posilnená.
Okay? And so I encourage you just to open your heart and your spirit to the Holy Spirit and the Word of God to hear what He's saying.
Aby ste otvorili svoje srdcia aj svojho ducha, Duchu Svätému a počúvali, čo vám chce povedať.
Okay, Matthew chapter 9.
Takže sme v tom Matúšovi, 9. kapitola.
I'd like us to read verse 35. This is speaking about Jesus.
A keby sme si pozreli verš 35, je
somebody
to o Ježišovi. Niekto môže prečítať. Tu sú ešte miesta, voľne si môžete sadnúť.
A Ježiš chodil po všetkých tých mestách a mestečkách a učil ich synagógach a kázal evanjelium kráľovstva a uzdravoval každý neduch i každú chorobu medzi ľuďom.
Okay.
Dobre, 35. Áno, ďakujem.
I want you to notice something here about Jesus's life and ministry.
Chcem, aby sme si tu niečo všimli ohľadom Ježišovho života a jeho služby.
It says that he went about teaching.
Mm-hmm. Čiže chodil a vyučoval.
Preaching.
Kázal.
And what's the next thing he did?
A tá ďalšia vec, ktorú robil?
Healing.
Uzdravoval.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus' ministry consisted of teaching, preaching and healing the sick.
Čiže to bola Ježišova služba. On chodil, vyučoval, kázal a uzdravoval chorých.
When we begin to talk about what Jesus did, healing was a major part of his ministry.
Čiže keď hovoríme o tom, čo Ježiš robil, tak to uzdravenie bola veľmi dôležitá časť jeho služby.
Okay? Many of you are familiar with the verse in Hebrews 13, verse 8.
Židom 13:8, asi väčšina z vás ten verš pozná, Židom 13:8.
It says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever.
Ježiš Kristus ten istý včera, dnes a na veky.
Isn't that right?
Je to tak.
He has not changed.
Nezmenil sa.
Okay? He's still the same as what he was 2000 years ago.
Je presne taký istý ako bol pred tými 2000 rokmi.
He is alive today.
Dnes je živý.
And the Bible says that he's come and made his dwelling place in you and I by his Holy Spirit.
Biblia hovorí, že skrz svojho svätého ducha prebýva vo vás aj vo mne.
And the word of God tells us some very interesting things.
A Božie slovo hovorí ďalšie zaujímavé veci.
Okay? It says that we are his body and that he is the head.
Hovorí, že my sme jeho telo, on je hlavou toho tela.
Matter of fact, let's look at a couple scriptures here.
Pozrime si pár veršov ohľadom tohoto.
Okay. I'm wanting to lay a little bit of a foundation here for some things we want to talk about.
Takže kladiem teraz základy a potom budem na to ešte hovoriť ďalšie veci.
Look over in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
1. Korinským 12. 1. Korinským, Korintianom 12.
And we want to read verse 27.
27. verš si prečítame. 1. Korinským 12, 27.
Somebody can read that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, who is the body of Christ?
To je telo Kristovo. The church.
Okay.
The believers. Maybe,
yes.
No?
And who is the church?
A kto je cirkev?
Me.
Oh no,
me.
You and I. That's
ano,
right.
My sme tá cirkev. Áno.
As believers.
Ako veriaci.
We corporately make up the church, which is the body of Christ in the earth.
Spolu vytvárame cirkev a to je vlastne to telo Kristovo tu na zemi.
Over in the book of Ephesians.
Efezanom teraz, Efezanom.
Okay, chapter 1.
1. Efezanom 1. kapitola.
Okay, if you look at the end of that chapter, we won't read it, but you can look at it.
Môžete si ju potom neskôr celú prečítať, my nebudeme čítať teraz celú.
It says that God has made Jesus the head over all things to the church.
Sa hovorí, že Boh urobil Ježiša hlavou nad všetkými vecami, ktoré sú na zemi.
And it says of the church, which is his body.
Nad cirkvou, ktorá je jeho telom.
Okay? So, we're the body of Christ.
Takže my sme to telo Kristovo.
Okay? Now, Jesus said in the book of John, chapter 14.
Ján 14, tam hovorí Ježiš, Ján 14.
He told the disciples, he said, it's better for you that I go away.
Hovorí učeníkom, je pre vás lepšie, keď odídem.
Matter of fact, turn over to John chapter 14.
Takže ideme do toho Jána, Ján 14. kapitola.
And why was it better?
Prečo to bolo lepšie pre tých učeníkov?
Jesus said it was better because when I go, then the Comforter, the Holy Spirit will come.
Takže Ježiš hovorí, keď ja odídem, môže prísť Utešiteľ, Duch Svätý.
And he said, he will not only be with you, but he will be in you.
A povedal im, nebude len s vami, bude aj vo vás.
Okay? So, yes. Not only is he with us, but he is in us.
Čiže nie len, že je s nami, on je v nás.
So, we are Christ's body here in the earth.
Čiže tu na zemi sme Kristovo telo.
You are a member of the body of Christ.
Každý z vás je členom tohoto tela Kristovho alebo údom.
Okay? And we are his hands and his feet here in the earth.
Čiže tu na zemi sme jeho ruky a jeho nohy.
Now, here's what I want you to see today.
A chcem, aby ste dnes toto videli.
Jesus has not changed.
Ježiš sa nezmenil.
If he went about teaching and preaching and healing the sick 2000 years ago.
Ak Ježiš osobne tu na zemi chodil, vyučoval, kázal a uzdravoval chorých.
He said he was doing the will of the Father.
Tvrdil, že robí vôľu Otcovu.
Then that means that he still desires to teach and preach and heal the sick through his body today.
Znamená, že Ježiš si praje, aby jeho telo, to sme my, stále kázalo, vyučovalo a uzdravovalo chorých.
He desires to touch people.
On sa chce dotýkať ľudí.
Okay?
Yes.
And one of the things that we're going to see as we look a little bit further today,
a ďalšia vec, ktorú uvidíme, pôjdeme trošku hlbšie ďalej,
is that healing is part of salvation.
Že uzdravenie je vlastne súčasťou spasenia.
That when Jesus died on the cross for our sins,
keď Ježiš zomrel na kríži za naše hriechy,
he did not only purchase the forgiveness of your sins,
nezískal pre nás len to odpustenie za hriechy,
but he also paid the price for you to be healed in your physical body.
Ale zaplatil cenu aj za to, aby sme v našom fyzickom tele mohli byť uzdravení.
Okay? Now, I'm trusting the Holy Spirit to help me say these things clearly today.
Dôverujem Duchu Svätému, že mi pomôže, aby som jasne tieto veci dnes povedal.
Because sometimes we can have some ideas or ways of thinking that are not correct.
Lebo niekedy môžeme mať určité predstavy, určité myšlienky a nemusia byť úplne správne ako v súlade s Božím slovom.
And if I can say it this way, and you know, if the truth were known, all of us have wrong ways of thinking about different things or whatever.
Čiže každý z nás má určité nesprávne predstavy, myšlienky o určitých veciach. Každý z nás.
And so we don't realize it sometimes.
A niekedy si to ani neuvedomujeme.
But that's why the Bible says the entrance of his word gives light.
Ale entrance into
the entrance, yeah,
his word.
Yeah, as we receive the word of God, as it comes into us, it gives light.
Ale Božie slovo nám hovorí, že ako to Božie slovo vchádza dovnútra do nás, ono nám dáva svetlo, prichádza so svetlom.
And the Bible also says that his word renews our mind, our way of thinking, it changes it.
A takisto Božie slovo obnovuje našu mysel, čiže mení to, ako premýšľame.
Because here's one of the things I believe that the Holy Spirit would speak to us today.
A toto je jedna z vecí, verím, že Duch Svätý k nám bude o tom dnes hovoriť.
Is to help us to see that we're not trying to get God to do something.
Že určite to nie je v tej rovine, že my teraz sa budeme snažiť Boha prinútiť, aby niečo robil.
Yes. But he has already finished the work.
On tú prácu už ukončil.
When Jesus died, was buried and raised again.
Ježiš zomrel, pochovali ho a bol vzkriesený.
Jesus said, it is finished.
A povedal, je dokonané, dokončené.
And the Bible says he sat down at the right hand of the Father.
A Biblia hovorí, že potom sa posadil po pravici Otca.
What did that mean?
Čo to znamená?
He was saying, I've done it. The work is finished.
Ježiš hovorí, ja som už všetko urobil, tá práca je ukončená.
Everything you need.
Všetko, čo potrebujete.
Your redemption, your salvation.
Je to vykúpenie, spasenie.
Everything.
Všetko.
Is already finished.
Je ukončené.
Okay? But we have to know that.
Ale my to musíme jednak vedieť, uvedomiť si to.
And you have to know how to take that and use it.
A musíme vedieť, ako si to vziať a ako to používať.
You know, you could have something, but if you don't know how to use it, it won't benefit you.
Môžete niečo aj vlastniť, ale ak neviete, ako to máte používať, nič z toho nemáte.
Isn't that right?
Je to tak?
You know, you could have a wonderful, you know, piece of equipment at home in your house.
Môžete mať nejaký z furniture?
Yeah, or furniture, or computer, or television, or whatever.
Môžete mať napríklad televízor, alebo počítač doma.
Okay, and if you know, maybe you know how to use a couple things on it.
A možno trošku viete, čo s tým, ako to používať.
You know? Yeah, you know,
yes,
it's...
all of us. All of us,
right, yeah, a little
computer,
bit, right, yeah,
yes.
Sure. You know, it's...
Čo sa týka počítača, tak každý trošku niečo.
You know, my... our Seish and I, our parents...
Za Seishov sme rodičia.
You know, they both have computers. They have computers
your
at their
parents,
home. Yeah, our parents.
Ha, takže naši rodičia majú už aj oni majú počítače, aj moji rodičia, aj Seishiny.
But this last time when we were home in the United States, I helped my parents do a few very basic things.
Vie už čo sa mne. A keď som bol minule v Spojených štátoch, tak som pomáhala rodičom v úplne základných veciach s počítačom.
And my parents were like, oh,
áno,
that
takto.
Is so wonderful.
To je úžasné. Toto môže s tým. Toto môže
thank you for helping
us
do that.
Ďakujeme, že si mi pomohol.
They knew that, you know, it was possible.
Very well. Rozumieme veľmi dobre.
No? They knew there was some possibilities. They just didn't know how to do it.
Čiže oni rozumeli tomu, že s tým počítačom je tých možností o mnoho viac, ale jednoducho tieto veci ešte nevedeli.
But how many of you realize spiritual things can be the same way?
A teraz si môžeme uvedomiť alebo premietnúť to do tej duchovnej roviny. Aj v duchovnej rovine môžeme byť na tom takto.
We can know that something belongs to us.
A môžeme si uvedomovať, že áno, niečo mi patrí.
We could have heard about it.
Počuli sme o tom.
But we may like not know how to lay hold of it.
Ale nevieme, ako to uchopiť.
So I trust today that we're going to catch some things today.
Verím, že dnes sa dotkneme niektorých týchto vecí a budeme vedieť si ich tak uchopiť.
And that you will leave this place and be able to activate and do some things.
A keď odídete z tohto miesta, už budete schopní niektoré veci tak aktivovať vo svojom živote.
Let's look at one other scripture here in John 14.
Takže sme v Jánovi 14. kapitola.
Look what Jesus said in verse 12.
A ideme 12. verš, Jan 14, 12. Ten 12. by sme si prečítali.
Somebody can read that. Mm-hmm.
Amen, amen vám hovorím, že tento verí vo mňa, skutky, ktoré ja činím, bude aj on činiť, a ešte aj väčšie, ako tie bude činiť, lebo ja idem k svojmu otcovi.
What did Jesus say?
Čo Ježiš hovorí?
If you believe on me,
ak veríte vo mňa,
the works that I do.
Tie skutky, ktoré ja robím.
Well, what were some of the works that he did?
A hovorili sme, aké to boli skutky, ktoré robil.
Teaching,
preaching.
He was right. Walking, preaching, teaching and healing.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah. And he says, you will do these also.
A hovorí, aj vy ich budete robiť.
Okay. He wants to move through you.
On chce cez vás konať.
And he said, greater works than these will you do.
A hovorí dokonca väčšie veci, ako tieto budete robiť.
Because I go to my father.
Pretože idem k môjmu otcovi.
Well, one of the greater works is salvation.
Jedna z tých väčších vecí je spasenie napríklad.
Because up until that time, men and women could not be born again.
Dovtedy ani muži, ani ženy nemohli byť znovu zrodení.
Because Jesus had not yet risen from the dead.
Ježiš ešte nebol skriesený zo smrti.
When you lead someone to Christ, that is one of the greater works.
Čiže keď vy vedete niekoho ku Kristovi, to je jeden z tých väčších skutkov, ako robil Ježiš.
Okay? When you're able to lead someone, pray with them and lead them in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that is a greater work.
A napríklad, keď sa s niekým môžete modliť a potom ho viesť a pokrstiť v Duchu Svetom, to je tiež jeden z tých väčších skutkov.
But then also we understand greater works simply because he was only here on the earth for a short time.
Tie väčšie veci sa týkajú aj toho, že Ježiš tu bol na zemi iba krátko.
In terms of number, the multiplication factor of all of us doing the works of Jesus, more things will be done.
Týka sa to toho znásobovania, že čím viac ľudí, tým viac tých Ježišových skutkov je možné robiť.
Okay. Let's flip over to the book of Mark, chapter 16.
Ideme Marek 16. kapitola Marek 16.
And let's look at what he says here in verse 15 down to verse 18.
A budeme čítať 15 až 18.
A povedal im, idte po celom svete a a kážte evanjelium každému stvoreniu. Ten, kto uverí a pokrstí sa, bude spasený, a kto neuverí, bude odsúdený. A uveriši budú sprevádzať tieto znamenia. V mojom mene budú vyháňať démonov, budú hovoriť s novými jazykmi, hádom budú brať, a keby niečo smrtonosné neuškodí, na chorých budú skladať ruky a budú sa mať dobre.
Hallelujah. Notice the last part of verse 18.
Pozrieme sa na tú poslednú časť 18. verša.
One of the signs is that we will lay hands on the sick and they will recover.
Jedna z tých vecí, klásť ruky na chorých, my to budeme robiť a oni sa budú uzdravovať.
So Jesus said these are things that you need to expect to see.
Ježiš hovorí, to sú veci a očakávajte, že ich uvidíte.
Okay, it's not a strange thing.
Nie je to niečo divné.
Okay, this is normal Christianity.
Toto by malo byť normálne bežné kresťanstvo.
Okay, this is what it means to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Toto znamená byť učeníkom Ježiša Krista.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So,
when you can put hands. When you don't transmit demons, how we should do it, when we should need to be protected and to help the other person.
Well, the Bible.
Ja sa vás ešte opýtam, keď viac ako 10 rokov a viac ako 10 rokov nikto vám nevyženie démonov. A človek po tým živorí a aké merítko je na takú situáciu?
Well, what to do when someone has demons and lives with them and no help?
You're right. Well,
okay.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. Well, okay. You know, here's something, okay? You know, some people want to live with demons.
Niektorí ľudia chcú s tými démonmi žiť.
They like them.
Majú ich radi.
They welcome them.
Vítajú ich.
By the way they live their lives.
Na základe toho, ako žijú ten svoj život.
Okay, you know, you can go, let me say this. The Bible says that you have the greater one inside of you.
Biblia hovorí, že máte toho väčšieho vo vás.
Okay, isn't that right? 1 John 4:4.
Prvá Jána 4:4.
Okay, you need to know that.
Treba o tom vedieť.
Okay, you don't have to be afraid of the devil.
Netreba sa báť diabla.
Now, that doesn't mean you don't respect and know that he does have power.
To ale znamená, že uznávate to, že diabol má moc.
Okay? And if somebody wants to be free,
ale ak niekto chce byť slobodný,
you can pray for them and cast that spirit out.
Môžete sa za ňo modliť a vyhnať tých duchov alebo démonov.
Okay? But you know, some people want to live in that place.
Ale niektorí ľudia chcú na tom mieste, kde sú zostať.
They open the door through sin in their life.
A tie dvere majú otvorené vo svojom živote pre tých démonov cez hriech.
You know, I'm thinking of one particular man.
Myslím teraz o jednom mužovi.
He'd come to some of our meetings over and over again.
In Czech?
Yeah.
Čo v Čechách prichádza na tie stretnutia znova a znova.
And he'd come in tormented.
A mučí ho to. Je mučený.
And, you know, he actually, I mean, there were many times he'd go to other meetings and they'd kick him out. They wouldn't even let him come because he'd disrupt the meetings.
Mm-hmm. A chodí aj na iné stretnutia, ale tam ho nedovolia mu zostávať na tých stretnutiach, lebo vyrušuje.
But when he'd come in, I take authority over those spirits and I just say, you know, quietly, I would forbid them to manifest or cause problems.
Takže na naše stretnutia môže chodiť, lebo ja keď príde, tak vlastne pokarhám tých jeho démonov a prikážem im, aby boli ticho. A potichu to poviem, ale.
But you know, many times I would pray for him, minister to him.
Veľakrát som sa za neho modlil, slúžil som mu.
Now, this man is a believer.
Je veriaci.
Okay? He knew some things. He wasn't stupid.
On niektoré veci rozumie, nie je hlúpy.
Okay? But he'd stand there and he would just, I mean, the Holy Spirit would just touch him and minister to him.
A Duch Svätý sa ho dotkne a slúži mu.
And he'd say, oh, I feel so much better. And he'd thank me.
Cítim sa mnoho lepšie, ďakuje mi.
But you know, he would walk out of that place.
Odíde z toho miesta.
Okay? And he'd go back to those things that he was practicing in his life.
A ide späť do tých vecí, ktoré robí vo svojom živote.
And you know, I would tell
bad things.
Yeah. And I would encourage him. I says, you know, you need to cut some things off, get some things out of your life.
A ja ho poučím, a poviem, ty musíš určité veci zo svojho života dať preč, musíš sa od nich odrezať.
And I'd see him again in a few weeks and just back right where he was at.
A za niekoľko týždňov ho vidím znova a je presne tam, kde bol aj predtým.
And so what I'm saying is this.
Čo chcem povedať?
Okay. We can exercise authority up to a point, but there's still that other person's will involved.
Čiže áno, my máme tú autoritu v mene Ježiš, môžeme na základe nej konať, ale ten druhý človek musí spolupracovať.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to let any spirits or junk on other people get off on you.
We don't need
to. You don't have to let it. Yeah, you don't have to let spirits or things from other people get onto you.
My môžeme zabrániť tomu, aby tí duchovia z toho iného človeka neprešli do nás.
You know, I remember for many years, Seish and I, we had a Bible study that met in our home in the United States.
So Seishou sme, ešte keď sme boli v Amerike, mali doma také biblické štúdium.
And there were times that we would have people that would come to the Bible study, and those people had problems.
Prichádzali na to biblické štúdium k nám aj takí ľudia, ktorí mali problémy.
Some of them you know, were, you could tell there were spirits on them or around them or whatever. Just junk.
Takže naozaj sme to vnímali, že tí duchovia boli na nich, okolo nich, niečo tej.
And there were some times after our Bible study, it's like suddenly we realized that something had stayed in our house.
A keď odišli tí ľudia, my sme vnímali, že niečo v našom dome zostalo.
And so we just began to make a practice that every time afterwards we would pray over our house and we'd say, you know, you foul spirits, you can't stay here.
Takže vždy po tom stretnutí sme sa modlili za ten náš dom a prehlasovali, že tí duchovia nesmú zostať v našom dome.
And we'd plead the blood of Jesus over our home and ourselves.
Dali sme krv Ježišovu na náš dom aj na seba.
And you know, I just encourage you, these things are real, okay?
Takže chcem povedať, áno, tieto veci sú skutočné.
You don't have to be afraid of the devil.
Ale nemusíte sa diabla báť.
Okay? But don't give place to him.
Ale nedávajte mu miesto.
Okay? Now, my wife is reminding me of something very important here.
Moja manželka mi teraz niečo veľmi dôležité pripomína.
Okay? You cannot give place to sin in your life and expect to have authority to resist the devil.
Nemôžete nechať hriech, si nechať hriech vo svojom živote a zároveň očakávať, že budete mať autoritu nad diablom.
Okay. What do I mean by that?
Čo tým chcem povedať?
Okay. He's looking for a door. He's looking for a right to gain entrance into your life.
Čiže Satan sa snaží nejako získať vstup do vášho života. Hľada tie dvere, ako vstúpiť do vášho života.
Okay. Yes. And, you know, sometimes if we open the door, it can be through sin in a general sense, but it could be many different things.
Čiže tie otvorené dvere môže byť hriech vo všeobecnosti, ale môže to byť aj mnoho iných vecí.
Okay. Anger.
Hnev.
Bitterness and unforgiveness.
Horkosť, neodpustenie.
Okay, it could be practicing different forms of sexual immorality or abuses of
nemorálnosť, zneužívanie.
The list could go on and on.
Zoznam je nekonečný.
That's why the Bible says, don't give place to these things in your life.
Preto nám Biblia hovorí, že takýmto veciam nemáme dávať miesto v našom živote.
See, many times people, they play with these things. They think, oh, it's okay, it's not a big deal.
Mnohokrát sa ľudia s týmito vecami tak pohrávajú, si uvedomujú, že to majú v živote, ale si myslia, však to je maličkosť, to nič nie je veľké.
That's what the devil wants you to think.
A diabol chce, aby ste takto uvažovali.
Yes. He'll say, oh, it won't hurt just this one time.
Však to nikoho nezraní, veď to robím len teraz.
It's okay.
Však to je v poriadku.
Okay. You can't play with those things.
Takže nemôžete sa pohrávať s takýmito vecami.
If you open the door to him in this area,
ak diablovi otvoríte dvere v tejto oblasti,
it gives him the right to come in and begin to oppress or come against you in some area.
Dám mu to právo, aby vstúpil a bude vás utlačiť ešte aj v iných oblastiach.
So don't give him any place.
Nedávajte mu žiadne miesto.
If you fall, you sin, you make a mistake, you say, Lord, I ask you to forgive me, I repent. Yes.
Ak urobíte nejakú chybu, ak niekde padnete, choďte k Pánovi, vyznajte to a učinite z toho pokánie.
The Lord is gracious, he's merciful, he's faithful.
Pán je naozaj milostivý a je verný.
He forgives you.
On vám odpustí.
He'll deliver you.
On vás vyslobodí.
Okay? But don't keep going back.
Ale nevracajte sa späť na tie miesta.
I think a powerful picture of this is the picture of the story of Samson in the Old Testament.
Je to napríklad v príbehu Samsona zo Starého zákona.
How many know the story?
Asi všetci poznáme príbeh Samsona.
What happened?
Čo sa mu stalo?
Samson goes down to the land of the Philistines and he goes and visits a prostitute.
Ide medzi Filištínov a ide k nejakej prostitútke.
Okay? They find out he's here, there, and they try to trap him.
Oni sa ho snažia tam nejakú páscu na ňo tam vymysleli.
But God delivers him.
A Boh ho z toho dostal.
And this process or this happens over and over again.
Ale znova a znova to znova sa opakovalo.
Okay? And see, sometimes because of God's grace and mercy, Christians begin to think, oh, well, I can just live this way and it's okay. God delivers me.
Práve preto, že Boh tých ľudí vyslobodzuje často kresťanov z týchto vecí a je milostivý, tak oni si myslia tak naivne, že môžu takto ďalej žiť, že to je v poriadku.
Ale pozor.
Pozor.
Okay? One day,
jednoho dňa,
like Samson, you wake up and find out that you are in bondage.
Ako Samson sa zobudil a zistil, že teraz už je v tom otroctve toho hriechu.
Okay. So don't go there, okay?
Čiže až tak ďaleko by sa nemalo zájsť.
That's why God warns us about sin.
Preto nás Boh varuje ohľadom hriechu.
God's not trying to keep us from having fun.
Boh nechce, aby sme nemali nejakú zábavu.
Isn't that right?
Je to tak?
Okay, he's warning us. He's saying, yes, he says, sin is fun for a season.
Áno, hriech môže byť niečo zábavné, ale len na chvíľu.
Okay, but in the end, it brings death.
Ale na konci prináša smrť.
And so that's where we want to learn how to draw our life, our fulfillment and satisfaction from him.
My máme vlastne to uspokojenie v sebe hľadať v Bohu.
Okay, now, I got off on this whole thing here. Let me get back to where I was going.
Trošku som odbočil, takže sa vrátime.
Okay, so, we're talking about healing today.
Čiže hovoríme dnes o uzdravení.
Okay, and let's come back over here. We were in the book of Mark 16.
Čiže čítali sme Marka 16. kapitolu.
And we saw where Jesus said, when we lay hands on the sick, they will recover.
Čiže Ježiš hovorí, že ako kladieme ruky na chorých, budú uzdravení.
Okay? So, when you recognize and realize you have authority in Christ Jesus.
Treba si uvedomiť, áno, máme autoritu v mene Ježiš.
He wants to flow through your life.
A Ježiš chce prúdiť cez náš život.
Okay. Now, let's step back and we're going to look at healing from another perspective.
To sa pozrieme na uzdravenie z iného pohľadu.
I want to talk about receiving and walking in healing and health for ourselves.
Ako získať uzdravenie pre seba, ako chodiť v tomto uzdravení.
Now, one thing I like to say many times that sometimes can sort of shock people a little bit.
Niekedy tak šokujem ľudí tým, čo teraz poviem.
Okay, is that healing is not God's best.
Že uzdravenie nie je to Božie najlepšie.
Okay, God's best is living in divine health.
Božie najlepšie je žiť v tom Božom uzdravení.
Okay, let me say that again.
Poviem to znova.
God's best is for you to live in divine health.
To Božie najlepšie je, aby ste žili v tom Božom uzdravení.
And I like to encourage Christians, encourage believers.
A rád pozbudzujem veriacich.
I believe that most of us probably live in health more than what we realize.
In health?
We live in health.
Health.
Yes, yeah, health. We live in health.
I
yeah. Health. Yeah. Health, yeah, it's health.
Že väčšina z nás viac žije v tom zdraví, ako si uvedomujeme.
Okay. Now why do I say that?
Prečo to hovorím?
Okay, because many times when we come to this area, when we talk about healing and all of these this area,
veľakrát, keď sa hovorí o tej oblasti uzdravenia,
I believe many times we have allowed the enemy to build a stronghold in our thinking.
Dovolili sme nepriateľovi, aby v našom myslení vybudoval pevnosti.
Okay? In other words, you know, certain sicknesses and disease are big. They're terrible.
Niektoré choroby sú naozaj veľké a sú hrozné.
Okay? You know, if you mention the word cancer,
napríklad poviete rakovina,
you mention, you know, some other types of diseases,
alebo iné druhy chorôb,
for some people, immediately fear strikes their heart.
Mm-hmm. Niektorí ľudia dostanú strach do srdca.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And what I'm saying is that when we begin to realize who we are and what is ours,
čo ak si začneme uvedomovať, kto sme a čo nám patrí,
you do not have to be afraid.
Nemusíte sa báť.
Okay? The name of Jesus,
meno Ježiš,
the word of God,
a slovo Božie,
the covenant you have with God is greater.
A zmluvu, ktorú máte s Bohom, to všetko je väčšie ako nejaká choroba.
Okay? And that you live probably the majority of your life in health, enjoying God's favor and blessings.
A väčšinu svojho života naozaj môžete žiť v zdraví a radovať sa z Božieho požehnania.
Okay? Now, if you get sick,
ak ochoriete,
okay? God has made provision for us to receive healing.
A Boh zabezpečil, aby sme mohli prijať uzdravenie.
Now, normally, whenever I talk about this topic, there's people always have some basic questions.
Keď hovorím o tejto veci, tak ľudia majú rôzne otázky.
They say, well, you know, do you believe it's okay to take medicine or go to doctors?
Mm-hmm. A verí, že je dobré ísť k lekárovi a brať lieky.
Okay. I don't have a problem with doctors. I don't have a problem with medicine.
Nemám problém ani s lekármi, ani s liekmi.
Okay. You know, doctors and medicine are trying to help people get well.
Lekári aj lekárska veda a lieky pomáhajú ľuďom, aby boli uzdravení.
But how many of you realize that there are things today that even with all that doctors and medicine can do, they still can't help people sometimes?
Ale napriek tomu, že lekárska veda pokročila a sú rôzne lieky k dispozícii, sú určité choroby, kde nemôžu pomôcť ani lieky, ani lekári.
I've had some relatives that have went to be with the Lord.
Mám príbuzných, ktorí už odišli k Pánovi.
The doctors were doing everything they knew to do.
Lekári robili všetko, čo mohli.
And even with all of the technology we have today, they still die.
A napriek tej technológii, ktorá je dnes v dispozícii, napriek tomu zomreli.
And so I'm just simply saying, we as believers need to know where is our trust.
My ako veriaci by sme si mali uvedomovať, že do koho vkladáme dôveru.
Okay? And so I'm saying that you know, if you need to take some medicine or go to the doctor, fine.
Ak potrebujete nejaké lieky, ak potrebujete ísť k lekárovi, v poriadku.
But don't forget where your foundation, your trust is.
Ale netreba zabudnúť, že v koho vkladáte dôveru, kde sú tie základy.
Put your trust in the Lord.
Vložte svoju dôveru v Pána.
He is your health and your healer.
On je aj vaše uzdravenie, aj váš uzdravovateľ.
Amen. Okay. Are you guys doing okay?
Ste v pohode?
Okay. All right, good. I just don't want you to fall asleep on me or anything.
Nebol by som rád, keby niekto zaspal.
Okay. So, we'll take a break here in a few minutes.
Za chvíľočku bude prestávka.
Okay, but let me just cover a few other things here.
Ale ešte chcem pár vecí povedať.
Okay. Let's talk for a few minutes why we believe that healing is ours today.
Chcem povedať, prečo môžeme veriť tomu, že uzdravenie nám dnes patrí.
Let's turn back to the book of Isaiah.
Ideme Izaiáš. Izaiáš.
Chapter 53.
53. kapitola. Izaiáš 53.
Okay. Now, as we're turning there, let me remind you of a couple things.
Chcem pripomenúť pár vecí.
You know, many times, you know, maybe in a meeting or a place like this,
veľakrát, či na stretnutí, alebo na takejto škole,
there's somebody that says, oh, I already know what scripture you're turning to. I know that.
Viem, kde ideme teraz. Ja to poznám.
Okay. I've heard this talk before. I know that.
Ja už som o tom počul predtým. O tom to viem.
Okay. Let me just take a little quick side journey here and give you a couple extra thoughts. Mm-hmm.
Takže idem teraz trošku bokom, poviem pár myšlienok.
Okay. When we look into the Word of God,
keď ideme do slova Božieho,
we need to be reminded that this is more than just information.
Treba si uvedomiť, že slovo Božie je viac ako iba informácia.
The Bible says that His Word is a living thing.
Biblia hovorí, že Božie slovo je živá vec. Amen.
The Bible called Jesus the living Word of God.
Biblia hovorí, že Ježiš je živé slovo Božie.
The Bible speaks of itself as being spiritual food for your spiritual man.
Biblia hovorí sama o sebe, že je duchovnou potravou pre nášho duchovného človeka.
Okay? Jesus said man will not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
Ježiš hovorí, človek nebude žiť iba zo samého chleba, ale z každého slova, ktoré vychádza z úst Božích.
And so when we recognize that as we read and think about these scriptures, it's more than just information in our mind.
Keď čítame teda tieto verše z Biblie, je to viac ako nejaká informácia pre našu myseľ.
It is spiritual food for your spiritual man.
Je to duchovná potrava pre vášho duchovného človeka.
I always like to use this illustration.
Rád to hovorím takto.
Every day you get up and you probably eat some breakfast, some lunch and some dinner.
Každý deň sa zobudíte, dáte si raňajky, potom obed, potom večeru.
Isn't that right?
Je to tak?
You probably got up this morning and you maybe had what? I don't know. Huska, salam.
Huska. Probably not.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what is hus?
Yeah, I know.
Yes, okay. Takže Don hovorí, že dnes ráno ste sa zabudili, dali ste si housku, a nie husku.
Huska.
Ale na raňajky asi neviem, či niekto mal husku.
Pečená.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but you probably eat the same thing more than once, don't you?
Ale pravdepodobne tú istú vec a ten istý druh potravy jete častejšie a viackrát.
You don't wake up and go, oh, I had bread yesterday morning. I don't want that anymore.
Asi nevstanete ráno, poviete, a ten chlieb som mal už včera, dneska si ho už nedám.
Okay. Oh, I had yogurt, you know, I don't want that.
A jogurt som už mal, ten už nebudem.
No.
Nie.
You eat it.
Zjete ho.
And you enjoy it.
A chutí vám.
It's the same thing. You have it regularly. You have the same thing regularly.
Aha, takže pravidelne často jete to isté.
Why?
Prečo?
It's food for your body.
Je to stále jedlo, ktoré vaše telo potrebuje.
When we recognize that God's word is food for your spiritual man.
A teraz to môžeme vziať tej rovine, že slovo Božie je potrava pre nášho duchovného človeka.
And just like certain kinds of food have certain vitamins and nutrients your body needs.
Tak ako určité potraviny majú určité vitamíny a živiny, ktoré vaše telo potrebuje.
You know, right now you find a lot of oranges and mandarinkies in the store.
Veľa pomarančov a mandariniek.
And you know, the doctors tell you that's really good at this time of the year because it has vitamin C, which strengthens your immune system.
No, takže je tam C-čko vitamín, lekári hovoria naozaj, jedzte toho veľa, dobre to je pre vás. Okay.
You know, in the same way that there are spiritual nutrients that you get when you read the Word of God.
Čiže sú tam duchovné živiny v tých rôznych veršoch v Biblii, ktoré potrebujete pre svoju zdravú výživu duchovnú.
There's healing in Scripture.
Uzdravenie je v písme.
There's peace in Scripture.
Pokoj.
There is joy in Scripture.
Radosť.
Everything you need.
Všetko, čo potrebujete.
You know, just here in the last few weeks, I remember.
Za posledných pár týždňov.
There was one particular day, I was dealing with a situation and a scripture came to my mind.
Som mal jednu situáciu a prišlo mi na um jedno slovo z Biblie, verš.
And I went and got my Bible, opened up and I began to read that passage of scripture.
Takže bolo to viac, čo celá časť Biblie, tak som si otvoril a začal som si to čítať.
You know, and as I read that and just kind of spent some time praying and meditating on it, I received what I needed from that word.
ako som to čítal a tak rozjímal nad tým slovom, modlil som sa, tak som prijal z toho slova to, čo som do tej situácie potreboval.
Okay, that was like spiritual food that ministered something to my spirit that I needed to strengthen me.
Bola to duchovná potrava, ktorá jednoducho vošla do môjho ducha a posilnila ma.
Okay? In the same way, okay? As we look at the word of God today.
Čiže aj my dnes takýmto spôsobom ideme do toho slova Božieho.
When you need healing in your body, go and begin to feed your spirit these things.
Ak potrebujete uzdravenie vo svojom tele, tak choďte do Božieho slova, čítajte si o uzdravení.
You know, I remember here a couple months ago.
Pred niekoľkými mesiacmi.
There was a, you know, everybody around us was getting sick. It was actually like, you know, the, you know, where you vomit and throw up and sick flu.
Takže chrípka nejaká, ktorú každý vracal.
And so, you know, I felt those symptoms trying to come on my body.
A ja som cítil, ako tie symptómy sa snažia nejak udrieť na moje telo.
And so I went and got these scriptures out.
Tak som si vybral verše.
Scriptures on healing.
Verše o uzdravení.
And I had just a whole list of them.
Mám ich tak na zozname.
And I just began to go through and read those.
Tak som si ich začal čítať.
Kuraba shalabaka. Lord, thank you, your word says.
Ďakujem, Pán, že tvoje slovo hovorí.
And I'd read it out loud to myself.
A som si ich nahlas čítal.
And then I'd just say, Lord, I thank you that by the stripes of Jesus I am healed.
Ďakujem ti, Pane, že synavicami Ježišovými som uzdravený.
I stand against these symptoms trying to come against my body. I give them no place.
Staviam sa proti tým symptomom, ktoré sa snažia prísť do môjho tela, ja im nechcem dať žiadne miesto.
And you know, I had to do that all through the day, stand against those things.
Celý deň, one day?
Yeah.
Okay, jeden deň, že som celý deň takto to robil.
And then, you know, several days later, it was again.
Za niekoľko dní sa to znova zopakovalo.
But I'm just saying, I would come and get these scriptures. I would continually speaking them out loud and looking at them.
Čo som povedal, že som si tie verše nahlas čítal a rozjímal som nad nimi.
And you know, that thing was not able to get on me.
A tá vec nebola schopná na mňa sa dostať.
And I'm saying that as an example of what we have to do.
Hovorím to ako príklad, že čo môžeme urobiť.
Okay? Now, there's a number of different perspectives that we can talk about healing today.
O uzdravení môžeme hovoriť z rôznych perspektív.
Obviously, we understand that there is the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit.
Existuje pomazanie a moc Ducha Svätého.
We're sometimes, for example, we're in a meeting with a healing evangelist.
Napríklad sme na stretnutí, je tam evangelista, ktorý má dar uzdravovania.
And the power of God is present there to instantly touch and set people free.
A je tam moc Božia, ktorá sa obyčajne okamžite dotýka tých ľudí a uzdravuje.
And thank God for that.
A vďaka Bohu za to.
Okay, but I'm encouraging you today. These things belong to you and you don't have to wait for some meeting like that.
Ale chcem vám povedať, že tieto veci, o ktorých tu hovoríme, vám patria. Nemusíte čakať, až bude nejaké také stretnutie.
Okay, so let's read this real quickly. Isaiah 53:4 and verse 5.
Izajaša 53 a prečítame si verše 4 a 5.
Ale on niesol naše nemoci, vzal na seba naše bolesti. My sme sa nazdali, že zasiahnutí, Bohu bytí a strápení. Ale on bol prebodnutý pre naše priestupky, mučený pre naše neprávosti. On znášal trest za náš pokoj, jeho jazvami sa nám dostala.
Amen. Now, in my Bible here, it says here, he's borne our pains and carried our sicknesses.
Uniesol naše bolesti a naše choroby.
Okay. He took our sin, our sickness, our disease.
Čiže on vzal naše hriechy, naše choroby a naše nemoci.
He took it for us.
Dobral to za nás.
And it says, with the stripes on his back, we are healed.
Synavicami na jeho chrbte sme uzdravení.
Okay. Now let me ask you this question.
Teraz sa opýtam.
If we were to get out here and walk down to the street to a potravini close by.
Keby sme išli tu do blízkych potravín.
And we were to walk into the store and Maybe pick up a few food items that we wanted to buy.
Aby sme v tom obchode si vybrali pár tých potravín, ktoré by sme si chceli kúpiť.
And we got to the cash register and we paid for it.
Išli by sme k pokladni a zaplatili.
Okay, and maybe you were being very nice and you were paying for me.
A možno by ste zaplatili niekto za mňa, že by ste okay. to urobili.
Or I was buying for you, whichever.
Alebo ja by som vám niekomu z vás niečo kúpil.
Okay, whatever. So, then as you get ready to walk away,
a idete už preč,
I say to the lady at the cash register, let me pay for those things that we just got.
A tak by som povedal tej pani pri pokladni, no nie, ja zaplatím za tie veci.
And you would say, wait.
A myslím, nie.
I paid for it already.
Ja už som to zaplatil, ty už nemusíš platiť.
You don't have to pay again.
Nemusíš znova, to už to máš zaplatené.
Oh, no.
Nie.
I want to be humble. I'd like to pay
ja
for it myself.
Ja som pokorný, ja si to zaplatím sám.
Okay? You would be sitting going, what is wrong with you?
A vy si zapýtali, čo sa ti stalo?
Okay? I already paid for this.
Tak už je to zaplatené, ja som ti to zaplatil.
Okay? When we understand that Jesus paid the price for us.
Čiže Ježiš takto zaplatil tú cenu, ktorú teda my by sme mali platiť. On to za nás už zaplatil.
He shed his blood.
Vylial svoju krv.
The Bible says his body was beaten and broken for you and I.
A Biblia hovorí, že bol bitý na svojom tele práve pre nás.
He bought us back from the kingdom of darkness, from Satan's power.
On nás vykúpil z toho kráľstva temnoty, z tej moci Satana.
Everything that belongs to that kingdom.
Všetko, čo patrí do toho kráľstva temnoty,
it is no longer over you. It doesn't have authority over you. The things of the kingdom of darkness.
Yeah. Nemá už autoritu nad nami. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because when you believed on Christ, you received what he paid for.
Pretože keď ste uverili v Krista, tak ste dostali to, čo, za čo Ježiš už zaplatil.
Okay. You don't have to pay for it again.
Vy už nemusíte za to znova platiť.
The truth is, you can't pay for it. You cannot pay for it again.
My ani nemôžeme už za to znova zaplatiť. Už sa to nedá. Už je to raz zaplatené.
Okay, isn't that right?
Je to tak?
The Bible says that we cannot be saved by our good works or anything that we would do.
Biblia hovorí, že nemôžeme byť spasení našimi dobrými skutkami alebo ničím, čo my by sme mohli urobiť.
Now, sometimes when people see the scripture, they say, well, no, that's only for spiritual things.
Keď ľudia vidia tento verš, tak si ho vykladajú tak, že to sa týka len duchovných vecí.
But let's turn over to the book of Matthew.
Ideme do Matúša. Matúš.
We're going to take a break in just a couple minutes.
Za chvíľočku už bude prestávka, takže okay. Matúš.
Okay. And let's look at something that happens here in Matthew chapter 8.
A 8. kapitola, Matúš 8, a pozrieme sa, čo sa tu stalo.
Because it shows us something happening that refers back to this scripture we just read about in Isaiah.
Niečo sa tu udialo a vlastne sa to týka tých veršov, ktoré sme teraz čítali v Izaiášovi 53. Okay. Hey.
Can somebody read for me verse 16 and 17?
So Matthew 8, Matúš 8, 16 a 16
and
17. 16 a 17. Nech sa páči.
A keď bol večer, priviedli mu mnohých posadných démonmi, a on slovom vyhnal nečistých duchov a všetkých, ktorí sa zle mali, uzdravil, aby sa naplnilo, čo bolo povedané skrze proroka Izaiáša, ktorý povedal, on vzal naše nemoci a naše neduhy niesol.
Okay. So what is he saying to us right here?
Čo nám tu hovorí?
He's saying that when Jesus was casting out the spirits and healing the sick,
keď Ježiš vyháňal démonov a uzdravoval chorých,
physically,
a robil to fyzicky, fyzické,
this wasn't just like some, you know, spiritual thing that, you know, you can't touch.
To duchovné veci.
He said he was physically healing them, casting out the spirits, that it might be fulfilled what Isaiah had spoken.
Aby bolo naplnené to, čo sa o ňom hovorilo v Izaiášovi.
Okay? Jesus paid the price for you and I to have health and healing today.
Čiže Ježiš zaplatil cenu, aby ste vy a ja mohli mať dnes zdravie.
Amen. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's take a short break.
Čiže budeme mať teraz krátku